1 Peter chapter 2. Having put aside then all evil, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all slander, as newborn babies intensely crave the reasonable, unadulterated spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow to full salvation, since you have experienced that the Lord is good. He is the one we have come forward to worship as a living stone, on the one hand rejected by men, but on the other hand chosen and precious to God. You also, as living stones, are being built up into a spiritual dwelling place for God, and to be a holy priesthood which offers up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus, the Anointed One. Therefore it is included in the Scriptures, "Look, I set in place in Zion a chosen and valued capstone, and he who is believing on him will not be disgraced." Isaiah 28:16. Therefore, for you who are believing, it is of supreme value, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected was made the capstone of the arch, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Psalm 118:22, Isaiah 8:14. For they stumble at the word, being disobedient, to which also they were appointed. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may display through your lives the virtuous character of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who in past times were not a people group, but now are the people of God, who had not experienced mercy, but now have experienced true mercy. Beloved, I appeal to you as sojourners and pilgrims to keep your distance from carnal cravings which fight against the soul, thus having exemplary behavior among the Gentiles, so that even if they slander you as people who are evil, they may glorify God in the day of visitation because of your good works which they have seen. Be subject to all human governments for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to the governors who are sent by him to punish those who do evil and commend those who do good. For it is the will of God that by doing good you would silence the ignorance of foolish men. Live as free people, but don't use your freedom as an excuse to do what is wrong, but live as slaves of God. Honor all men, love the brethren, fear God, honor the sovereign ruler. Slaves, be in subjection to your masters with all reverence, not only to the good and lenient, but also to the perverse. For it is acceptable if for the sake of their conscience before God, someone endures affliction, suffering unjustly. For why would anyone praise you if, when you err and are punished for it, you endure it? But if, when you do what is right and suffer for it, and you take it patiently, this is pleasing to God. For you were called to this, since the Anointed One also suffered for you, giving you an example so that you should follow in his steps. He never sinned, and neither was deceit found in what he said. When he was criticized, he did not reply with verbal abuse, and when he suffered, he didn't retaliate, but he yielded himself to him who judges righteously. He himself carried our sins in his body upon the wooden beam, so that we, becoming dead to sins, could live out his righteousness. It is by his welts from beatings that you are delivered from sin. For you were like wandering sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and watchman of your souls. This is the end of 1 Peter chapter 2. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.